Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I do this show Sunday to Thursday at 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I do this show every night because we live in a COVID world now where everything is upside down and we're in the middle of quite the technocratic takeover. Virus is now our whole life. Virus is the key to our existence, and without virus, we really have nothing else to do. I thought I'd check in every day and talk to you about the COVID cult's memes of the day. And I do so at fakeologist.com/live, which is my website. And I broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, DLive, Twitch, and Twitter. And most importantly, on FakeoTube, which is my own video platform. And that's where I post my favorite videos of the day. And actually, I don't think I've really posted any videos today. I've been kind of busy. And I've done a lot of audio listening today. Audio is my preference. I know that the world is moving to video, and they love video, and they love their moving pictures. But me, I like my audio. It actually makes you think about what's being said. It doesn't allow you to be distracted by the pretty pictures on the screen and lets you concentrate on the words. It's more of a two-dimensional experience, but it really allows you to focus. And I post all my favorite audios and videos at fakeologist.com/blog. And today I listened to a British podcaster called Delling Pod. Well, that's the name of the show. I can't remember the name, his name. It's James Dellingham, I think. And I got this reference referral from Xyloflex, who is one of the best contributors ever to fakeologist.com. One of these days I'll be able to list all his comments. I don't have the facility now on the blog, I don't think, but if you go to the top of my blog, click on latest comments, you will see all the comments from the different people that have been left in the last, I think it has about 50 recent comments. And most of them are from Xyloflex. And he comments on almost every single one of the posts I make on fakeologist.com/blog. And he often leaves me some pretty good links. And I'm very grateful for everyone who sends me links. There's, of course, a million ways to send me links. There's Telegram, which I use quite a bit. Discord, which I use quite a bit. You leave a link in the comments, I usually follow up with them. Of course, I've got FakeoTube. FakeoTube has its own commenting system. FakeoTube has a chat system. So it's really very easy to find me, actually, and send me info. You can also email me. Anyone remember email? I'm at fakeologist.com. Definitely send me an email. I get tons of spam, but most of the time I'm able to sift through it and find a real email, real message. And I'd like to thank also my recent donors. Yeah, I'm looking at the chat here. I'll say hello to my regulars. We've got Skate and Destroy, Jerry Gergich. Yes, it's Delling Pole. Lost Spider Phallus, hello. Hi, guys. I try and show up on time because I know you guys are here on time, and I'm very grateful for all you guys that are able to make it and participate in a live broadcast. That's really fun. And actually, I just realized that I have not sent out tonight's post, my email blast, to say I'm live. So why don't I just do that really quickly while you guys are all here? I don't even have a recent video to play on FakeoTube while I'm doing that, actually. Isn't that sad? Okay. Well, what I was in the middle of watching is this video. So you're going to have to You're going to listen to this recent Qantas pilot who has been a pilot for 53 years, he says. And he says he has no money, so he still has to fly for another 2 years, I guess, which is when he probably faces mandatory retirement, which is probably... He looks old enough, so if he's been flying for 53 years, I'm guessing he's in his late 60s. I'm guessing you got to retire from flying commercially at 70. Seems kind of old. Let's just listen to a bit of what he has to say. He's in the middle of saying he's not getting the jab because I guess this is a worldwide thing right now. No jab, no job, no school, no nothing. They're really playing hardball, the Prometheans. And every one of us is going to have to make a decision. Do you want to get on the poison wagon of quaxination every 90 days, or do you want to resist? And my intuition says resist. Because the whole system is collapsing anyway, and the jabs, I don't even like to use the word jab, it seems so comical. How about... I just like experimental biological injection, EBIs. EBIs, that's a pretty good way of saying it, experimental biological injection. He's saying that they've already got plans, as you know, for a different flavor of variant, whether it's a different letter of the alphabet, whether they name it after a region of the world, whether they name it after their favorite movie star, whatever. They already have another one for the fall, and this pilot is explaining the name of it. I can't even remember right now because it's like naming hurricanes. It's completely pointless. They should just number them. That would be easier because then they never run out of names because you're never going to run out of numbers. Okay, let's just listen while I send out the email blast.
For a while. So not only are you going to be vaccinated almost weekly, as it'll turn out, with COVID vaccine, you're now going to be vaccinated for Marburg and your freedoms will be taken away from you because Marburg will give Daniel Andrews and his like another opportunity to lock you all up. It's not over, people. Think about this. It just is not over. So Qantas, this mandate is forcing people to fly under duress at the moment because a lot of people are deeply concerned about their future. Bad move. You have policies in place about diversity and workplace bullying and work health and safety. Work health and safety, you're making your flight attendants wear masks all day long, suffocating on their own carbon dioxide. Wrong. You said earlier in a press release when this whole thing came to light, that the safest place you could be is in an aeroplane because the air gets changed every few minutes. Now you're saying we've got to vaccinate because the most unsafe place to be is in an aircraft. Which is it? Have you made a decision yet? Which is it? These policies that relate to no workplace bullying and diversity. You brought it out, Alan Joyce. You were the champion of same-sex marriage. And you were victorious. And good on you. I admire your guts and your tenacity. But now you're introducing a whole set of new circumstances where people are going to be vilified for making a decision that they think is right based on what they know to be true. And that includes gay and lesbian people, atheists, Islamists, Christians, blacks and whites who work for Qantas. They're all going to be discriminated now based on whether they've had a vaccine or not. And what is it about an airline that is forcing its pilots and air crews to get vaccinated where they may have blood clots in a blood clot rich environment? If you look at the videos that we play to our passengers about deep vein thrombosis, that you're prepared to risk all that so we get the airline flying again. Well, the airline's going to get flying again whether I'm vaccinated or not and whether my friends are vaccinated or not. It doesn't matter. It will fly again until Marburg hits the road. And then it's all over again.
Oh, that's the latest. Marburg. Have no idea what that's about. Nor do I care. But yeah, this is a pretty interesting video. This is on Rumble. Rumble's a Canadian video service, apparently. And I'm going to subscribe to this guy. He seems like a good guy. How many followers does he have? It doesn't say, but he's got tons and tons of support here. 607 Rumbles. Wow. Interesting. So many stories like this, and they're just going to keep coming out. Guys, if you haven't guessed, this is not about a virus. It is all about tagging the human population for the blockchain. And if I go to fakeologist.com/blog, I just listened to Catherine Austin Fitz. I don't know why he dropped the last part of her name. Oh, maybe I did. Catherine Austin Fitz. She did a pretty good podcast with Dellingpod. I didn't grab any specific clips, but I'll just play a little bit so you can hear her talk. I'll just jump into the middle here.
Had to make things go. And, you know, the way the world worked, everything worked by transactions. And transactions were basically the fundamental train tracks of how you built your future. And they were all conspiracies, not because necessarily you were doing anything wrong, but because you kept things quiet. You kept them discreet. Otherwise, you'd run into trouble.
I like Catherine Austin Fitz. I don't know if she's controlled. I don't know if she's on the controlled opposition list. And actually, Xylophilex hates when we call people controlled opposition. And if you want to click on his to see his latest post on the topic, we'll click on here and see if it jumps down. And it does. So it does dump. When you click on it, the comment of the person, it will jump down and read the comment. And he says, we have to distinguish between those who know and avoid the subject and those who haven't gone down the rabbit hole. We have to do our own research, as they say, and not just regurgitate what we've heard from Andrew Coffin or Tom Cowan or even David Icke. Of course, they're controlled oppositions too, that he's being saying sarcastically. That means going to the original papers they cite and pull apart and reading them for yourself. So yeah, I would say that most people, they don't either have the whole story like we do. Like, I think most of us pride ourselves here on having what we think is the whole story. We think we have the best amount of truth. But of course, it really depends on your level of research and your level of understanding everything that goes on in the PSYOP, because it's a psychological operation, so is 9/11. So I, just because someone is allegedly controlled opposition or accused of that, that doesn't mean I'm not going to listen to them. If someone writes a decent expose of them, and the person that does that is Baby Yoda, and he's got a really good Telegram channel that I follow called Infinite Papers. Just go to Telegram and search Infinite Papers. And he doesn't say everyone's controlled either, but he does list all the problems with their story. So whether they're controlled or whether they are misled, whether they are purposely creating blind spots in their own view, we just don't know for sure. We just know that in a PSYOP, you are going to get Pied Pipers given to you. So you have to be super careful with what they're saying, because it could be more turds in the punch bowl to keep their information toxic, even if they have 80% truth. It's tricky. So it looks like Xylophilex posted Tom Cowan here, who I enjoy a lot. Wow, the Contagion Myth Seminar, which was earlier this year.
Yes. Thanks, everybody, for coming. It's amazing. I've had the occasion to do a few of these and just to do real life. So how did I get to be saying these things? And obviously...
Okay, let me bring that up on the full screen. Let's see how... I'm surprised it's on YouTube, actually.
Our long story.
Ah, Weston A. Price.
And I'll just tell you two stories. One is, I would admit, mostly about me, and the second one is about science. And one of my favorite sayings for years is, the trouble with science is not very scientific. So the first one is, I grew up in a sort of normal house. You know, my father was a dentist. My grandfather was a dentist. You know, they vaccinated me and fed me horrible food, and they didn't get along very well and all this. But my mother was a really wonderful person. She was one of the nicest people I've ever met and very kind. And Sally has actually met her and I think might even agree. But her favorite saying and something she said to me all the time was, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. I heard that over and over again. So, of course, being
all
me...
All right, that's Thomas Cowan. Highly recommend him, and obviously so does Sal Fleck. So there you go. That is a comment. And we will go back to the recent comments just quickly. Sometimes just reading the recent comments is interesting at fakeologist.com/blog because we often find the nuggets in the comments. Okay, let's go back to the main page. So that's Catherine Austin Fitz. She brings the financial side of the equation, and it's quite interesting. She pretty much is the other person that says Mr. Global or Global Cap is running this show. And the reason why it's unrelenting and they're not going to let go of this is because they want everyone to be digitally ID'd with all the respective digital wallets on this ID, including your CBDC, central bank digital currency, your health records, your social credit score, and your green carbon credit score. All those will be part of it, and they will control your movements. They will control what you eat, where you go. And she even has some discussion on cryptocurrency. The thing that interests me about her view on cryptocurrency, she thinks that cryptocurrency right now are, most of the big ones are all beta tests for the elite. They are the ones that created Bitcoin and many of the others, and they are just being used as trial runs, test centers. They're always prototyping, she said. They're always creating alternative financial instruments. That's just part of what they do, those that control the equation. And therefore, be wary of them. She thinks right now that the reason why they're allowing people to use cryptocurrency, and I don't necessarily agree that they are under complete control, is that it's diverting people away from real assets like land. So, for instance, while everyone is many people are diverting their money to cryptocurrency, the elites are buying up real assets like land and resources, which is possible. I'm not sure enough money is diverted to cryptocurrency, but I think I've heard this before from others as well. So it's a possibility that's why the cryptocurrencies are still going. Okay, here's a comment that I got from another podcast I was listening today, and that is the story about how Elton John bought the famous Falling Man photo. And this is just a mainstream article from the New York, what is it, the Sun? The U.S. Sun? I never heard of it. The USSun.com. This is the famous Falling Man photo, which actually I think Simon Shack has done an expose on. This is allegedly a floor from here to here, and we can see that the size of this guy, he's almost the size of half a floor. So it's another ridiculous, poorly done fake photo. And the idea that Sir Elton John, Sir Reg, bought it is just more of the controlled, taking the ticket performers just pumping psyops. It's part of their job, whether they just lend their name to it or they actually do buy the photos, or do the story that is told, or their name is just used. Who knows? But this is just another part of trying to confirm and reaffirm the PSYOP, which is 9/11, which of course is what this blog used to be about before COVID, where we thought it was instructional to talk about COVID all the time, or 9/11 all the time, just to get people used to the idea that PSYOPs and people are easily fooled. So that's the 9/11 story. Now it looks like I've been pasting a lot of formatted text, which I don't normally like to do. Anyway, here we go. Letter to a COVIDian. And one of the reasons, again, why I post on ecologist.com/blog, I want to give you other things to read. So I always put the links to what I'm reading. So this is a site I also support called off-guardian.org. And it's pretty good. And here's a letter to a COVIDian. So we can click this here and take a read of this article. It's just a discussion on COVIDian cult. Hello there. I understand you're a believer. You have zealous, unwavering faith in the system. You trust the science. You deem everything that falls beyond the margins of the approved narrative misinformation, conspiracy theories, and fake news. You dutifully wear your badge of obedience. You social distance. You lock down when you're told to lock down. You report others for violating these and other applicable diktats. You are the first in line to get injected. You are the first in line to get re-injected. You cried tears of joy both times. You cannot wait to get your booster injection. You have not bothered to conduct independent research outside the authorized avenues of deception. Read peer-reviewed scientific literature not funded by the pharmaceutical drug cartel, or critically evaluate the press releases being parroted by your trusted leaders, experts, and media mouthpieces. You demand that everyone who is a non-believer either comply with the decrees of your faith or be excluded from public activities, deprived of employment, denied access to health care, stripped of their right to protest, bullied into submission, and quarantined. You find these heretics disgusting, despicable spreaders of disease who are a threat to the public health. You wouldn't be against removing them from your community, maybe concentrating them in a special holding center until they get injected anyway. You feel no pity if they die. It's their own fault, after all. Anyway, read this article. It's pretty good. And definitely take a look at off-guardian.org. It is a pretty darn good website. Highly recommend it. It is also the host, I believe, of, what's his name? The COVIDian Cult, part 1 to 3 guy. I think it's C.J. Hopkins writes over here. That's correct. C.J. Hopkins. He's got some really good stuff. We've got some memes from COVIDs, actually. They're actually pretty good. Looks like they've done 10 parts to this. And looks like they come out every Monday. So some pretty good stuff here on this website. Take a look at these memes. Pretty good stuff. Oh, this is a great graph. The first sensible graph I've seen in a long time. Trust in government on the y-axis and knowledge of history on the x. So the farther you look into the history, you'll find your trust in government goes to zero over time. Yeah, really good stuff. All right, let's go back to the blog, fakeologist.com/blog, and I'll read your comments too. I've also got the phone lines open. If anyone wants to call in, I will take your call. Let me just put the numbers on your screen for you. The number is 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. And what do we got here? Let's take a look here. I think Skate and Destroy wanted me to look at something. Something about a canoe. Check out the recent controversy with a Canadian company called Souris River Canoes. Okay. I'll take a look. Doesn't sound that interesting, but I'll look. Souris River Canoes. What are we gonna find out here? There's a new story every second here. Let's look on the news. Okay, they're from St. Catharines. Oh, okay. Wonder if this is a real story. Ontario canoe maker posts jobs only for unvaccinated individuals. Well, to be honest with you, I don't like any discrimination. So the idea that we have discrimination against one or the other is just wrong. It's just stupid. So I really think if this is a real story... Why the worst pitchers in the world, by the way? This is bizarre. We have 4K, 8K, 16K cameras, and this is what we get. Now, I have no idea if these are real people or it's a real canoe company. I'll just assume it is. Okay. Yeah, I think this is just more divide and conquer, Skate and Destroy. I don't think in this day and age you can really be discriminatory. Now, obviously, they're trying to pit mainly the majority vaccinated against the minority unvaccinated. That is for sure. Because they need 100% compliance so they can have everyone, like I said, with the digital ID. I don't personally see why they have to get everyone vaccinated unless they're really trying to poison and hurt people. I don't see why the unvaccinated can't have their digital ID. So I'm not really totally understanding of why they want such high compliance. Doesn't make total sense if your theory is like mine, that they just want everyone to have digital IDs. Yeah, but I just find this kind of stupid. That they're promoting a story like this. They're just trying to divide people and mainly just super pressure. It's to make people that don't want to get the EBI, experimental biological injection, look stupid when we're probably the smartest people in the crowd. That's the truth. I don't understand that at all. Getting back to the blob, John Rappaport on Delling Pod. John Rappaport is one of the best writers when it comes to the vaccine, the quaxines, the viruses. I think he's in his early 80s. And I haven't heard that many interviews with him. Obviously, Delling Pod is pretty good at getting him on, getting select guests on. So we'll just play a bit of this for you so you can hear John voice.
That sort of began the second career of working on my own.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we've all been on that journey. And I was wondering, what was the moment for you where you kind of turned? You know, was it the war in Afghanistan or was it earlier than that?
It's a good question. I think... The news outlets themselves were becoming more politicized. So it wasn't so much that my articles were changing or the viewpoint was changing.
All right. Maybe he writes better than he speaks, but I'm still in the middle of listening to that one. The Catherine Austin Fitz one, I listened to the whole way through. She speaks some really good sense on the financial aspect of why we are going through this reset. Get your templates here. Well, I got a template here that I'm going to try and give to the university from Healthy Dose of Truth. This is the website, the Telegram site for yummy.doctor, Amanda Vollmer. And I don't know if any of these things are going to work. You know, I'm trying to keep my daughter in university. She, allegedly, she's one of less than 1% that is not vaccinated. Do I believe the numbers? Well, I believe the numbers are high. I don't think I believe 99%. I think there are a lot of people trying to get exemptions. So this is just a website, a Telegram site, where she put the templates for submitting your opposition to try and get your exemption. Will it work? I'm not really super hopeful. But today, the update is my daughter did get on campus because no one was checking. Now, is this going to happen tomorrow? I have no idea. It's not going to last very long, though, I can bet you that, because especially I think they're just waiting on Terrible for the COVID quack sports to come out, and then I think things are going to get very draconian very quickly. So we're only a couple of weeks to a month away from that. Then, of course, they'll do the other lockdowns, the super variants, whatever you want to call them, according to that Australian pilot. So I think we're just sort of in a technological limbo land right now. We're not quite, technology hasn't quite caught up, or it's just part of a schedule anyway. But this is a good Telegram group, t.me, h.templates. Take a look at that. Another podcast I listened to today is Alan Watt from September 5th, 2021. Sorry, 2020. So it's a podcast from last year, and he is talking about 9/11. He makes copious show notes. He literally puts almost every single thing he talks about in his show notes. And some of us think that Alan Watt is not dead. It would be nice. It's a nice thought anyway. And he's just putting out his best of. I'm not sure why he would disappear, because this is sort of the time that he predicted, so it would be the best of times to be alive, I would think, but who knows? Who knows what his real story is? But still, even from a year ago, his podcasts are fantastic. And I know Rick, who listens to this podcast, Esoteric, who does a show Saturday morning on fake11.com/radio2, fakeologist audio chat. He loves Alan Watt. So does Marcus. And you can see where they get a lot of their ideas. They're from Alan Watt. Now let's see if this plays. This wasn't playing last time either. For some reason, Podcast Addict does not play Alan Watt. Why? I do not know. So I can't play it again. It's funny because the other one was working with the other guys, but this one doesn't. So I guess I'm not going to play that. Okay. I guess I can play it here.
And getting back to what I said already, 9/11 was the start of the big push for it. It was a massive symbolic gesture. Massive, you know? It was meant to shock the world. And it is. The way it was, you had mind bombing and psychic overdrive, basically. Psychic driving, they call it, with MK Ultra idea, where they see the same towers going out every minute, just going down, 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 planes sitting down, down, down. I mean, they went on for quite a few days in different stations. That's pure psychic driving. Imprinting in the brains that the actual event to overwhelm any rational thinking of who really could have done this. That was the point of it. And it's quite extraordinary too, because at the time after, maybe the same week, I did a talk that night, but in the same week I did another talk when it came out from, I think it was Canada, one of the news companies in Canada, when they had a little bit of honesty back then, a little bit, not much. But they did mention, they could give you a bit of honesty when there's another country involved and it wasn't them. But they did admit that, George Bush Sr. was in New York that time meeting with the heads of the Bin Laden family. on a business deal, because you see, their business, one of their businesses, apart from oil fields that they had in Kuwait and so on, but one of their businesses was literally creating indestructible bomb-proof towers. That's a fact, folks. And they had been given the contract to repair those towers in the 90s when they tried the bomb.
All right, let's get back to the blog. Here's a interesting sigil or religious symbol. People worshiping at the cross of the syringe. Here's an interesting story. Osman Osman. This is a Canadian story. And I found it interesting because, and I don't usually read the news. Occasionally I dip my toe into the CBC, which is the Canadian Broadcast Corporation feed. But for the most part, I do not. And if I look at my news feeds, it says I haven't read the last 300 stories. I'm way behind, but I did dip into it this morning. And I did find this story with this fuzzy, this is not a real person.com kind of picture. And it's a story about somebody who was shot by a guy named Osman Osman. And it made me laugh. The reason I posted it is because, of course, I listened to IPS or Tim Osman. And I also talked to another Tim Osman with an S. And, of course, Tim Osman's the alleged CIA name of Osama bin Laden. And then we see all the numbers we like 33 and 29. 2 plus 9 is 11. And then we find out that this person was sitting in the Hicks Adams law firm on September 2nd, and she was stabbed while she was working. Of course. Of course, we don't get too many details. But the interesting part is Hicks Adams made me think, okay, this name is familiar. And then if you look up who the law firm is, the principal, his name is Christopher Hicks. And then if you take a look and do a search for that guy, you will find that he is involved in many of the suspicious stories around Unterrible, including the London Muslim family that was supposed to have been run over by a white supremacist type disaffected youth from the rural area of Unterrible. We found the story was, and this is in a month or two ago, and this is where all the politicians went and gathered for a massive political funeral, which is insane, but it was all to virtue signal against discrimination against minorities, religious minorities, but they broke all their health guidelines to do the meeting, which is, it's completely ridiculous, honestly. Completely ridiculous. But this lawyer is actually representing the alleged perpetrator. That's why I found it interesting, and if you go and search this lawyer's name, you will find all kinds of stories that are super suspicious. It's just strange. Why exactly? Well, I'm not going to get into it too much, but you can take a read of this, and it's just another psyop, most likely, done by a lawyer who seems to always be involved in all the stories we find suspicious. So you can take that for what it's worth. I'm not going to cast any aspersions on anyone in the legal profession, especially in public, but you can do the research and check it out. Very suspicious. All right, we'll take a quick look at the chat. If we've got any new chats, don't forget you can call in if you want tonight. You're welcome, Skate and Destroy. Don't mind checking out stories on the fly. If you've got them, I'll check them out. All right. There is just so much content to get through. My Twitter feeds are going crazy right now. Now, this is the This is the interesting post that I agree with. I agree with Zylflex. I don't believe all these people are controlled opposition. Hi, we're here to stop you from seeking and learning the simple truth that there are no scientific basis to claim that any... Yeah, so this is one thing that very few people at all seem to comprehend. That there's only a few people that say viruses do not cause illness, viruses are not contagious. Now, I think he's saying that all these people that are giving us truth should know better. And in a way, I tend to agree. I tend to agree in general that is true. All these people have the capacity that we do the research. But most of them tell quite a bit of truth, but this... I think this is the main truth, that you can't catch a virus. So the fact that all these people, and I know most of them, including the Off-Guardian, interesting, David Autocut, okay, these are a lot of people that I follow. Robert Kennedy Jr., James Corbett, this is one of the Pfizer guys, there's Catherine Austin Fitz, that's Dr. Shiva, Julie Mikovits, these are the American doctors, something or other. There's good old Vern Coleman. There's David Martin, Stu Peters. This guy allegedly is dead, Del Bigtree. Dr. Mercola, Carrie Madej. I think I just saw this guy. Can't remember his name. This is the guy, Mickey somebody. Yeah. So all these people can't look into the fact that viruses are not contagious? That is kind of stunning, isn't it? Why is our site one of the very few sites that actually understands this? It's crazy. Yes, Skate and Destroy, Marcus is... Well, he's always welcome on the broadcast, and I do think he listens to most of them, so if he wants to call in, he can. I'm glad you enjoy the discussions with him. So he comes and goes. Right now, he, I guess, is working on his escapethenewnormal.com, and we can go look at his site if you want, together. Why not? Let's just see if he's done anything new on there. So we'll start that, escapethenewnormal.com. He usually has videos. Click here to watch today's show. Okay, looks like August has been dry for him. Check back here for tomorrow. Okay, so he's... I don't know. We could look at his Twitter page. Actually, is it here? Take a look. Oops, getting lots of 404 errors. Oops, what's going on? We can look on Twitter and see if he's got any of his tweets where he puts his videos. What does he call himself on Twitter? Come on, Twitter. Escape. Wait, there he is. Boom. June 7th. Okay, I'm way behind. He must have, he has a lot of different accounts. Okay, so I don't know where he is. Let's see. Marcus Allen. Twitter's the worst for searching for stuff. Oh, that's an old one. Wow, 2015. Okay, so I have no idea. But I tried. Go back to... Harmashills. Someone called that picture Harmashills. Or maybe I put that. Okay, that was me. All right. Yeah, I didn't post that much today, so it looks like I've run out of posts for the day. So let's go to my sub-blog, savechat.fakeologist.com. Lord Haha of the Ludlow sent me this tweet today. I posted it here. Rutgers bans unvaccinated student from attending a virtual class. You think this was a joke, honestly. Unbelievable. Crazy. It says it's a joke, but maybe it isn't. I'm not sure. Sounds like a joke. Let's click on the story. It doesn't make any sense. Let's just see if we can make sense from these tweets. No link to the article. Wait, here we go. Let's see if it's real. And takes it. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's one of these stories where they just play music. Do we believe this story? When I see 22, Logan Haller, I don't know. Let's see. Okay, so he applied for an exemption as well. This is what they're making university students go through now. It seems to be worldwide. So he's studying at home, which of course is not a good way to study. So he was told that, yeah, I sort of believe this. This is the insanity going on in universities now. He says he'll have to transfer to a different university. Well, there is nowhere to go. And, yeah, I agree. I find it concerning that the vaccine is to be pushed by the university rather than my doctor. This is the insanity. And there was another tweet that was sent to me today saying that your doctor will not be giving the COVID vaccination, which is extremely suspicious. Your own doctor, and someone say it's because they're not being paid. So the government is not paying personal general practitioners from administering the vaccine. To me, it's a trust issue. They probably don't trust your doctor to give you the vaccination. That's my take on it. They want to make sure that poison goes in your arm. So that is another sign that they just do not trust doctors. I said that sounds like a joke. Ah, the tweet is gone. This is why you do retweets, by the way, and you should do screenshots, because the tweet I talked about earlier today, this one, gone. Okay. Wow, lots of, so if you, our premier is sending a public bus around with jabbers in it to give people the vaccination. It's just, I just don't know how anyone can look at this as normal or sensible. Yeah, but the tweet I quoted is unavailable. Too bad. But I wonder if it's true, if your own family doctor will not give the vaccination. Yeah, I do wonder about that. So this is my Twitter feed. So if you want to tag me on Twitter, you can. Okay, going back to my save chat. This is crazy, actually. I don't know if you've seen this guy on YouTube.
I'm in my own house, mate.
This is the...
There's no way I'm wearing a mask in my own house.
Australia. The Aussie Cossack. You guys see this guy?
Here we go. We've got a search party coming into the HQ. They reckon I have firearms. Let's take the stairs. And
so the police in many countries, including Canada and Australia, are using very spurious tactics to harass people that are exposing truth or filming the videoing the police. And this guy apparently is a pretty big Australian FTP, film the police YouTuber. And they're using a Firearms Act to search his car, search his house, and it's pretty crazy. Again, it almost seems like theater. It's hard to believe.
I won't find anything. I've got some very polite police officers today. The undercover team.
But this guy is actually very interesting to watch. I subscribe to one of the American FTP guys, film the police guys. This is an Australian one. He's got 51,000 subscribers now. So this did very, very well. This did very, very well, actually. And it's worth a watch. Crazy, though. They're actually turning his house upside down, or his condo.
And this is very symbolic. While Gladys is on the TV, telling he goes for the icon. Look at that. They've gone for the Orthodox icon.
He does a pretty good job editing and adding sound effects to the video, which makes it suspicious to me. But, you know, based on what we've been talking about, this is entirely possible that this is happening. But if you have any comments on this, definitely leave them at savechat.fakeologist.com, which is sort of my Twitter blog where I post stuff. Did I post that twice? Actually, maybe this is, let me refresh this page. Sometimes my blog posts the wrong video. So that's the Great Police Raid. Agenda 21 in action. Oh yeah, this is an interesting story about, Argentina, Buenos Aires. Allegedly their whole downtown has been destroyed, of course, by COVIDs, which is mainly an engineered shutdown of the economy so they can reflood the market and do a massive wealth transfer. But the main part of this story that I wanted to point out is they want to switch tons of their office towers and turn them into the micro condos where they want everyone living in the city.
In downtown Buenos Aires.
So this is not an original idea in any way. This is the plan.
To figure out how to do just that. Buenos Aires is rethinking how the downtown area could look post-pandemic, with offices converted to housing to attract residents rather than just workers. Urban Development Secretary Álvaro García Resta is one of the proponents of that idea.
I think in that regard, the pandemic has opened for us a door for future opportunities, which I hope we'll be able to use to create accessible housing offers, which is what we are trying to do in Buenos Aires, so more people...
So that is the plan, bringing people off the land, off the rural areas, into the cities, into micro apartments. Absolutely. This was actually a pretty good BitChute video. I didn't put this on Fakeo2, but I'll play it here. Some pretty awake parents, actually, at a Scottsdale school board meeting.
Scottsdale. It kind of feels like I'm living in San Francisco because of all of you and your self-righteous measures that you're putting to abuse the children of this wonderful state. I'm going to have children here one day. And I sure hope people like you aren't in charge.
Now, basically what happened this year is in Scottsdale, which I believe is big chunk of the area around Scottsdale, if not Scottsdale, is owned by Bill Gates, allegedly. It's going to be definitely a smart city. And they just switched their mask mandate back to on. We go on, off. Now they're going back to on, and they made the parents angry.
You are defying Arizona law and measures to mask children, even though there is zero evidence to show that children are at a significant risk of catching or dying from the Chinese coronavirus. In fact, children who drive to school are at a much larger risk of dying on the way to school than from COVID-19, according to the CDC. The CDC's research says the following. Children 5 to 14 years old have a 0.2 chance of dying from COVID. Yet from all deaths, suicide is 1.5. Homicide, 0.7. Cardiovascular disease, 0.6. Drowning, 0.5. Flu and pneumonia, 0.3. Suffocation and COVID are the exact same measure. Yet this district has decided to go in their own direction against the will of the taxpayers of this area and want to mask children. We know what masking children does. This has a serious mental health toll on young people, the inability to communicate, the inability to even hear what teachers are saying. In fact, masking makes people unfamiliar with each other. It makes you less likely to be able to empathize with another person. God gave us a face for a reason. Dr. Macquarie wrote a piece in which he studied 48,000.
Now, this is on, I posted this on savechat.fakeologist.com. The main reason I put the direct link to the video and I didn't put it on FakeoTube is so you could go to Tim Truth's channel. I believe he's based out of Houston. He does a really good show, and he posts them all on BitChute. Obviously, he's doing very well. 12,000 followers on BitChute. Highly recommend Tim Truth. If you click on his channel, you'll see that he does a lot of work. Today's September 7th. He's already posted quite a few videos, and looks like he does a show almost daily, longer than my show, actually. And it looks like this just went up.
Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're going to go through the news here. I wanted to start with something a little bit different, though. I've had this book next to me for a couple of months. It's a book that I first got this book as a kid. I think it was my grandmother, or maybe it was for school or something. It's called The Giver. It's a fairly common book. What's a good way to put it? It's kind of an absurd book. Like, that's one of the major things I have to come to terms with when going over this book, is just kind of how absurd it all is. It's like, what was the point? Why'd you write this book? It depicts, like, this dystopian communist community. And let me just read from the back of the book. Life in the community where Jonas lives is idyllic. Designated birth mothers produce new children.
He's also on Odyssey. Now, I tried to download, though I'm not sure he keeps the latest videos on there. He's a little behind. Oh, maybe he's not. Okay, maybe he does have the most recent videos, because sometimes videos don't download very well on...
Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a good day so far.
BitChute. So I'm going to try and download this myself on... Yeah, okay. So the BitChute video did not download properly, so I'm going to download it off Odyssey. It looks like he's on both platforms. Yeah, it's actually really worth listening to his stuff. He speaks very well. He has a good microphone, and he really understands what's going on. So if you want to get the latest BS, then at least you can listen to it through a really good truth teller. And he is a regular caller to the IPS show. So I'm going to definitely highly recommend his channel. And it's not like he needs extra followers. He does very well. Even on Odyssey, he's got 12,000 followers. Interesting. So definitely worth a listen. Okay, looks like I'm running out of time tonight. Let me maybe one more. Okay, moreab.fakeologist.com. Here's another site. This is not fakeologist related necessarily, but tvtropes.org. What a great site. It's actually really interesting. It's It's one of these wikis that you can just click and click and click, and it's just a really super interesting exploration of tropes. And let's click the word tropes. A trope is a storytelling device or convention, a shortcut for describing situations the storyteller can reasonably assume the audience will recognize. Tropes are the means by which a story is told by anyone who has a story to tell. We collect them for the fun involved. Tropes are not the same thing as cliches. They may be brand new, but seem trite and hackneyed. They may be thousands of years old, but seem fresh and new. They are not bad. They are not good. Tropes are tools that the creator of a work of art uses to express their ideas to the audience. It's pretty much impossible to create a story without tropes. Here's a list of indexes split into conceptual groups. At the bottom of each trope page, you will find a convenient next or previous link that allows browsing alphabetically. This is a long list of all tropes we have already cataloged. You may, however, want to take along a supply of Narnia time in either case. It's just really interesting. Now, let me find something. Let's look at meta concepts. Do we like that? I'm trying to find something that is relatable. This is a little too general, meta concepts. Audience reactions. That's what happens when you go right to the top of a website. I landed deep into the website when I first found this. Media tropes, narrative tropes. Okay. Chase scene. Okay. One of the most basic. Okay. The blind alley. Okay. So basically they blow apart different tropes. They find the problems with the tropes, which indicates that you shouldn't really believe them. Because they're just ideas and you shouldn't take them too literally. I think that's the idea. But this is just a really excellent website. Take my word for it. Do some research into it. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. I've never heard of it before, but like I said, I landed in the middle of it. So I just put the root or title page as the link. But just take a look at some of the amazing concepts in here. It's a huge site, actually. Huge wiki. Here's a video. I don't know what this is about.
Boring, lame, not funny. Been done. Two Riddlers. What? Harley? Oh, where the heck have you been? Hmm? Yeah. Batman, eh? Oh, you don't say. You have who tied up where?
Well, nuts to you, Mr. Smarty Bat. When I told Mr. J what I was doing, he was so thrilled he could hardly speak.
Holly!
Hi, Puddin'. You're just in time to see the...
Excuse me, I'll be just a minute.
But Puddin, I don't understand.
All right, I have no idea what that's about, but that's from the video portion of TV Tropes. All right. Well, about an hour. We're an hour into the show, and I haven't had a lot of content tonight. I apologize, but sometimes there just isn't a lot to talk about or organized in a reasonable way. I could play an OJ video, but I won't. I didn't post that because he's too annoying, but it is kind of funny that O.J. Simpson is busy yapping about take the vaccine, and he made up a story about some 52-year-old woman that died because she didn't take the vaccine and she got COVID and died from it, which is ridiculous on the surface. But it's just hilarious that OJ, who was the villain in a made-for-CNN court show where he allegedly murdered his ex-wife and a friend, is giving advice. That is just how stupid, I guess, most people are in the world. They really believe that this guy got away with murder and now he's busy giving people advice on COVID. Just the insanity, the inversion is just too much for most thinking people. All right. So if you want to support the show, fakeologist.com/donate, or send me an email, say you listen. I always like fan mail or hate mail. Either way, it still means you are passionate. So send me a link and we'll try and come back tomorrow with maybe more interesting content. And maybe we'll put a few more FakeO2 videos up. In the meantime, try and stay sane. I've got to finish working on my daughter's exemption for vaccination now at university. Wish us luck, because the university is threatening, saying we almost give no exemptions, which I think is going to be the case everywhere. So if anyone has any tips on that, I'd sure like to hear them. All right, take care.